This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup good! Wow! Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
This has been a great game.
Wow!
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue. Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bexler with a tray. Good for Anna.
2-3 balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores and Joys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns a long 3-ball. Good. Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. 3-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye. Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo. The second long 2-pointer for Dosick. Foul line. It goes to Holscher. Deep left corner. Raderman. Open. 3-ball. Buried it. Taylor Raderman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yeah, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
There's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, 3-ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, what a day to be a Fort Loramie girls basketball fan. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. We are at the Fort Loramie gym, minutes away from the start of this big game between Fort Loramie and Ottawa Glandorf. Redskins 14-0 on the year, 9-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. OG 11-1 on the season, only set back to Lima Bath, 3-1 in the Western Buckeye League. Just several minutes ago, we had the conclusion of the ceremony recognizing 50 years of girls basketball here at Fort Loramie. During the five decades, the Redskins girls teams have won the Shelby County Athletic League 26 times, earned 26 district titles, 10 regional titles, and 2 Division IV state championships. Today's celebration recognized the 265 players who have worn a Fort Loramie uniform. The event also honored the freshman, JV, and varsity coaches who led these players to individual and team accomplishments. And in addition, the ceremony extended a big thank you to the managers, trainers, doctors, statisticians, and videographers who performed the behind-the-scenes work and made the girls' hoops program run smoothly year after year after year. Interestingly, Fort Loramie head coach Carla Siegel, whose career as mentor of the program now spans 22 years, has been a part of 780 of the 1,156 girls' hoops games played here at the school. She performed on the court in 90 contests, served as an assistant coach in 122, and has been leading the program as head coach for 568 games. And the inaugural head coach, Jane Poppleman, amassed a winning record in 21 of her 22 seasons and laid the foundation for the program's terrific success. And we'll hear from head coach Carla Siegel in just a moment her comments about today's program. It's been a storied girls basketball 50 years here at Fort Loramie, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, it started, they didn't win a game in their first season, which is not unheard of. But boy, have they made up for it in the last 49.
Right. Well, if the special day doesn't get the Redskins team fired up today, the opponent certainly will. The Redskins' 1-2 punch of Kenzie Holscher and Dana Rose will be challenged. OG's Aaron Kaufman racked up 14 points, 10 rebounds recently versus Lima Bath. Kelsey Erford on the inside had 10 points, 9 boards, 5 assists, 5 steals. Guard Anna Siefker buried 4 threes over Bath's defense. This OG roster features 2 six-footers and a 5'10". Redskins have got their hands full with this D3 powerhouse here today.
Well, they have size inside, and there's been times where talented size has really kind of hurt Laramie on the inside with Rose and Holscher. The thing that Ottawa Glandorf has to have today is guard play, because that is the key to anybody playing Fort Laramie. If your guards can't handle the pressure, you're going to get run out of the gym.
This season, OG owns a half dozen wins over much larger schools, including D1 Perrysburg. You may recall the Titans were ousted last year in the girls' D3 regional final in Northwest Ohio by powerhouse Columbus Afrocentric. That was a 4.2-possession game. OG and Lima Bath own excellent traditions in girls' basketball in the Western Buckeye League. About 3 of every 4 years, one of these two schools wins the conference crown. In 44 years, OG has been victorious in 2/3 of its WBL games. I might add that Fort Laramie has won 62 of its last 63 encounters in girls basketball. The only setback during that stretch of time, Chuck, was a regional final loss 2 years ago to Minster.
Right, and Minster had a string of 2 state championships in a row, and we have said it before, and I firmly believe if they didn't get shut off last year, it would have been Minster and Fort Laramie in a state championship.
Sure.
And boy, how sad is it that we didn't get a chance to see that game.
Right. Yeah. And through 5 decades now, basketball of Fort Laramie, the Redskins program has posted the 2nd most triumphs in girls' games in Ohio, trailing Berlin Highland by just 3. Bath in Lima is 3 wins behind Fort Laramie. Redskins coming off their 14th win on Thursday night versus Anna. Fort Laramie won it by a final tally of 49-17. And as head coach Carlos Siegel said, we got off to a blazing start thanks to our senior point guard.
It was the Caitlin Gaston show the whole first 8 minutes, I believe. She had some supporting cast with her, but her defense was great on their guard over there, and she hit some really big baskets for us, and she gives us so much energy, and I think the rest of the team feeds off of that. So the first quarter was a big key in tonight's victory.
You celebrate 50 years of girls' hoops at Fort Laramie before the Ottawa Glandorf game. Jane Puppelman founded the program, you might say. She was the inaugural coach, and she was the foundation. She was a big part of the success today.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Jane did a great job, and you talk about the foundation, you know, that was back. She had to go through. She had to fight Title IX. She had to fight money, trying to get money for jerseys. I mean, I don't think people realize how hard it was in the 70s for girls to play sports. So she had to get her feet set. She had to do a bunch of stuff to get it going, and she did a great job. And she coached many years, and she had a lot of success, and she won a lot of games, and she's in the Hall of Fame because of that. You know, she's a wonderful coach, so yes.
Open-ended question, tough question, I'm going to rack your brain.
Okay.
A few memories you recall most in your 22-year career, obviously state championships in 13 and 15.
Yeah, I mean, obviously those are highlights, but I just, you know, some of my favorite games are just, you know, games where maybe we weren't expected to win.
Sure.
By the pollsters or the basketball gurus.
How about the game against Ottoville in the regional at Springfield?
That would be one that would come up. You know, we weren't expected to win that one. They were number one in the polls, and our girls just dominated that game. There's so many great games like that, and I've been so fortunate to have so many great teams, you know.
Sure.
Even teams that maybe didn't get as far as regionals, but you know, we had a lot of fun playing regular season games and winning some sectional titles and some district titles. So I've just been very fortunate in my 22 years to have some wonderful teams, and I can't say enough to all the players that played for me. They work hard, and you know, we talk about the Laramie way, and I think most of them did it the Laramie way.
Sure. Hey, this special day today will go a long way to firing up your club. If there's added motivation needed, this Ottawa Glandorf opponent will provide it.
Absolutely, they're a great program. This is our first time playing them, but you know, they've got 2 6-footers that are going to have our hands full, you know, and they've got another great post player, and they've got a couple guards that can shoot the three. You know, he's ranked in the top 10 every year, Coach Ant, so he does a fantastic job, and I think he mirrors our program a lot as far as defense and rotations and getting up and down the floor. So this should be a fun and exciting game for everybody in the gym today.
Fort Loramie girls head coach Carla Siegel talking about this Ottawa Glandorf basketball tradition in girls hoops. As she mentioned, head coach is Troy Yant, spelled Y-A-N-T. Ninth year, 200 wins, only 27 setbacks. Unbelievable coaching record for Coach Yant. He knows he's in for a scrap here today, and Fort Loramie will apply the pressure defense against Ottawa Glandorf. That is for sure.
Well, you got the big girls for Ottawa Glandorf, and they could really wreak some havoc. But you got to get the ball down the floor and get into your offense first, and that's something that is really hard to do against Loramie.
Oh, it sure is. Anna found out on Thursday night, and other opponents in games we've covered here in the last few weeks have found out well. Fort Loramie's offense has been up and down. It's been a second-half offense. Good first quarter the other night. That's what head coach Carla Siegel needs here this afternoon.
Well, they shot some threes against that zone against Anna and got themselves a lead. And then, you know, pretty much coasted the rest of the game.
Right. Say, from storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. For Fort Loramie today, the winning combo is a Redskins formula that includes a heavy pressure defense and strong inside play from Kenzie Holscher and Dana Rose, and a fast start like the Redskins experienced on Thursday night. For Ottawa Glandorf, the winning combination includes matching the intensity of Fort Loramie and challenging the Redskins' bigs with a couple of six-footers and a 5'10 starter as well. A key building component for OG is handle Fort Loramie's tenacity on defense. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulte Company. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi. See firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. There are three with us for each and every Fort Loramie game only, and they include M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. We've got the starters and the tip-off in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware has a terrific deal for you. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets when compared to the big box stores. Sale ends January 24th. Financing available, 18 months, same as cash. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, in the center of Jackson Center.
Superior Aluminum Products is a big supporter of area high school sports. We've been family-owned and operated out of Rushi for over 55 years, and we're currently looking for qualified applicants in order to support our growth. Stop in, see Craig Fissinger to discuss employment opportunities. And if you have a home project that requires railing or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Fort Loramie Redskins, Ottawa Glandorf Titans, should be a super contest. I say should be, maybe I should say could be, because I tell you what, Chuck, when Division III Findlay Liberty Benton came in here, Fort Loramie whipped them 37-20. Liberty Benton was averaging 73 points a game, didn't score until 2 minutes into the second quarter.
Well, we talked a little bit, and let's just be honest about it. The league, the Shelby County League girls, not a powerhouse, definitely this year, except for Loramie, so it's hard for them to get really excited about playing those games.
Yep.
But when they play these non-league games of teams that come in that are ranked, they just seem to have a special intensity that that they play with, and that doesn't bode well for the visiting teams when they come in here.
Lima Bath, which has beaten Ottawa Glandorf, is Fort Loramie's opponent next Saturday. So the Redskins will travel to Lima and play a staunch D2 opponent on the road next Saturday afternoon. We plan to be there.
We'll be sitting up in the old penalty box.
Tonight, we're right here at Fort Loramie. Convoy Crestview comes to town. Kaylin Etzler leads the way. The Ohio State commit last night for Convoy Crestview. 28 points, 14 rebounds.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him play. I mean, Loramie, I don't know how you look ahead when you got a league game, but boy, did they get ran off the floor last night at Jackson Center. Hopefully they got a better effort tonight.
Redskins offense has sputtered a little bit in the last few weeks. It did at times against Minster. Obviously, low-scoring tilt last night, losing to Jackson Center 49-35. Scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR covered the Anna Botkins game. It was a thriller. It now throws the Shelby County Athletic League boys race into a toss-up, Chuck.
It did. It's got two teams now within one game of Botkins. And you talked about the fact that they still got to play Fairlawn twice.
Yep.
Fairlawn, not a walkover for anybody.
Right.
And they still got to play Loramie. So, you know, people talk about, hey, a loss will loosen you up. And you need, no, a loss is a loss. You learn more from winning.
Yep, Anna boys play Fort Loramie here on Tuesday night. Opening tip to start the game is won by Ottawa Glandorf, which moves from left to right on your radio dial or your computer screen or phone as you imagine things here at Fort Loramie. And then a bad pass by OG, turnover right away. Fort Loramie gets it, and then OG knocks it out of bounds.
Titans come out playing man-to-man.
Fort Loramie with its usual starting five. Dana Rose, Kenzie Holscher, Jaden Putoff, Caitlin Gasson out front along with Corinne Heitkamp. On the perimeter, Putoff's got it. Whips a pass down inside to Dana Rose. And Kelsey Erford gets the steal. Stolen right back by Fort Loramie's Holscher, who makes a driving layup. Well done by her. 2-0 Fort Loramie. Third turnover in the first 45 seconds by OG, which heaves it 60 feet down the floor. Rose on the intercept. So far, Chuck, here at the outset, OG falling into the trap. Turnovers quickly. Long three-pointer, left corner, Corinne Heitkamp bombs away. She's got it. 5-0 Redskins. Quickly down the floor, Siefker with the ball for OG, starts in right flank, overshoots a driving layup, tug of war for the rebound inside, got to be a jump ball eventually or a foul, Chuck. What do we have?
I think they caught a foul. Should have been a held ball. Decided to wait until there was a foul.
Ottawa Glandorf in the road, dark blue, gold numbers, trimmed in white, Fort Loramie. The home white from top to bottom. Red numerals outlined in black, red and black trim down the sides of the shorts. Kelsey Erford, 5'9 senior, at a wing spot for OG. Anna Siefker, good three-point shooter, streaky, 5'4 senior at guard. Ella Oakley, 5'9 junior to forward. Aaron Kaufman, 6 foot junior post player. And Chloe Glenn, 5'9 sophomore player at the point. Another bad pass by Ottawa Glandorf, Chuck. 4 miscues already in less than 90 seconds. Fort Loramie attacking now, top of the circle, leading 5-0. Baseline right, Gasson. Here's a runner from 15, no good, off the heel. Rebound jerked down by Kaufman of OG. Long throw down the floor to Oakley. Goes opposite to Lily Hazelman, who's checked in off the bench, a 5'3 sophomore guard. Her shot's blocked. OG gets it back. It's Siefker. Her long triple hits the flange and soars into the air off a cable above the backboard.
Well, they got a shot off that time anyway.
Okay, what, Chuck? I like OG's start a lot better than Finley Liberty Benton's a few weeks ago.
I didn't get a chance to see that one.
5:48 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie 5. Glandorf nothing. Here's Dana Rose, elbow on the left. Ball skipped into the right corner. High arching floater. Yes! Good looking jump shot. Heitkamp again, right, Chuck?
Yep.
She's got a 3 and a 2, or was that a triple?
That was a triple.
It was. Quickly down the floor, Ella Oakley into the lane area for OG. Blocked shot by Fort Loramie. Redskins off and running, leading 8-0. Here is Gasson in the right corner, tipped away out of bounds by OG. Coming in, Clara Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. Boy, she's been a special player lately. Dana Rose gets a breather.
Yeah, Clara's been scoring at a pretty good clip.
OG substituting two players. Emma Brinkman, who was out there briefly, a 5'7 soft, she is spelled. Fort Loramie throws in top of the circle. Oh, a good steal. Lily Hazelman on the swipe, rips her way down the floor, goes toward the rim, and then Gasson reaches in and gets a piece of her from behind to preserve the shot from going in. Hazelman's got a couple of charity throws coming. Good hustle by Caitlin. After the ball was swiped by OG, she didn't give up. She prevented the 2 points from being made. And the Titans miss the first of two free throws. 8-0 Fort Loramie. 5:15 to go here in the first quarter.
Well, the only problem with that was her second foul.
Uh-oh. She got a set. And she's on the bench right now. Second free throw, Hazelman. It, too, is missed much too long. Rebound down to Gebhardt. Foul in backcourt. An OG player collides with Riley Heitkamp. Foul against the Titans.
Hazelman. She's the one who missed the two free throws. That was kind of a frustration foul.
She was anxious, wanted to get that ball right back and do something good. Here's a near steal in backcourt. Heitkamp dribbling against Hazelman, who almost took it away from her. The ball goes over the boundary. Fort Loramie still has it. We played just short of 3 minutes. Fort Loramie 8. Ottawa Glandorf nothing. Here is Riley Heitkamp, 60 feet away, dribbling against Hazelman. Up the left side to Corinne Heitkamp. She's popped in two jumpers. Couple of threes. She's got it again. Lets it fly. Look out. Got it! Right on target. Corinne Heitkamp. Hotter than a firecracker. Boy, she's blazing the nets. 11-0 Fort Loramie. 4:43 to go, first quarter. OG out near the timeline. It's Kelsey Erford, 5'10 senior. Good defense by Holscher, 40 feet from the rim. Erford motions. They spread the floor. Aaron Kaufman goes to the high post. Erford wants to drive into the lane. Ball stolen by Fort Loramie. Redskins defense has been superb so far. Riley Heitkamp in backcourt in the left-hand dribble. Stumbles to the top of the circle. Might have been nudged. Foul called against OG. 11-0 Fort Loramie. 4:18 to go in the first. Chuck, we haven't seen the Redskins' outside shooting excel until very recently.
No, they shot it well against Anna, and they're having a nice start tonight. Well, at least Corinne Heitkamp is.
Yes. Here is Clara Gebhardt inbounding to Colleen Brandewee, who's now on the floor for Fort Loramie. Colleen, a 5'7 junior, and Gebhardt, a 5'10 senior. Bad pass by Fort Loramie. Glandorf on the intercept, and then an errant throw by the Titans. Stolen by Riley Heitkamp all the way down. Pushes one up from the left. Short. No good. Tug of war on the rebound. Actually, the shot by Riley was strong. Tough angle for her. Tie up on the board. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. And three players come out.
Holscher, Gebhardt, Corinne Heitkamp, three new ones come in. Well, what a luxury, Chuck, to have that kind of depth.
Oh, they can just sub and sub and sub.
Ball thrown in on the arc to Kara Meyer, who's in. Ball popped up in the air by Erford. Fort Loramie still got it. Baseline right, Dana Rose. A lot of traffic. Boy, she is clobbered. Two free throws coming for her. Foul on OG. A couple of shots for Dana. 11-0 beginning. The OG fans here at the Fort Loramie gym shell-shocked at the moment. Free throw, Dana Rose, right on target. Second one coming. As we mentioned in the pregame, the only setback suffered this year by OG to Lima Bath by 7. Both foul shots, Dana Rose, dead center. 13-0 Fort Loramie. 3:40 left here in the first quarter. Midcourt with the ball, Erford for OG. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Goes to Siefker in the left corner. Here's a long, high-arching jumper by Glandorf. It is missed by Maggie Verhoff, a 5'6 sophomore who's in. It skipped across the rim, out of bounds in the corner. It will still be controlled by OG. Actually ruled a tie-up.
Yep, that was a good hustle by Putoff to tie her up on that rebound.
Corinne Heitkamp in for her sister, Riley. Baseline right. Ball thrown in by Hazelman. Then she gets it back, but she's not available to pump it. She's double-teamed on the arc. Now it goes to Chloe Glenn, a 5'9 sophomore, 25 feet away. She gave it up, got it back. She wants to drive, meets resistance in the lane, and as a result, overshoots it. Good help D by Fort Loramie. Lead out down the floor to Putoff. Redskins have it. Now Corinne Heitkamp, top of the circle. Boy, the ball being worked fast around the perimeter by Fort Loramie, which leads 13-0, just under 3 to go here in the first period. Popping out to catch is Putoff. High left to Dana Rose. Skips it to Kara Meyer. Kara checking in, a 5'6 junior. Straight away, Corinne Heitkamp. Fort Loramie looking for the opening in the paint area. Near travel, telegraph pass, steal by OG. Bolting down the floor for the driving layup for Ottawa Glandorf is Chloe Glenn, a 5'9 soft, and it took the Titans better than 5.5 minutes to record the first 2 points. 13-2, Fort Loramie. Putoff's got the ball 30 feet away on the left. Now Heitkamp between circles. Corinne's got it. Back to Putoff. Dumps it down low on the left to Kara Meyer. Oh, good play. Short corner jumper right through.
Good ball movement.
Kara Meyer popped out baseline left. Caught it chest high in shooting position and pumped it home. 15-2 Fort Loramie.
Did a good job of getting herself squared up on that before she shot it.
And, Chuck, we haven't seen a boatload of points from Holscher or Rose yet. Everybody else getting into the act. That's a good sign.
Yep.
Here is OG on the inside. Short six-footer by Aaron Kaufman. Rimmed out. Rebound Fort Loramie. 1, 2, 3 passes. Intercepted by OG. A lead out to Aaron Kaufman against Dana Rose. Overshoots it. Weak side rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins defense near the rim has been strong. And Glandorf has missed some chippies as a result. Minute 16 to go, first quarter, 15-2 Fort Loramie. Corinne Heitkamp between the circles. Whips a pass outside the arc on the left to Brandewey. Now Dana Rose in the lane, decides to shoot it from 10. Partially blocked. OG's got it.
She needs to be more decisive. She catches the ball in the lane. I don't know why she's thinking anything but turn, shoot.
Assertive, assertive, assertive. Dana, second team All-State a year ago. When she gets it that close, you're right, Chuck. Take a look at the iron and put it through. Here's Oakley, 35 feet away for OG. Into the corner to Aaron Kaufman. Cross court to Erford in the lane. She's bumped on the play. Hits a 7-footer foul against Fort Loramie. Nice play, Kelsey Erford.
She also traveled twice.
She performed really well in a recent game against Lima Bath, did Erford. In fact, we will highlight her at the half during our locale equipment segment. You're right, Chuck. She might have dragged that pivot foot on the play.
She traveled twice. No call.
Free throw here by Erford to complete the three-pointer. Got it. 15-5, Fort Loramie. 34 seconds to go, first period. Redskins will bring it the length. Token pressure by OG in backcourt. Up over the timeline comes Fort Loramie. Redskins have Colin Brandwee, Riley Heitkamp out front. Outside the arc on the left, it's Riley. It banged off the rim, hit the board. Rebound left corner, Titans. 16 seconds to go. First quarter. Here is Erfer down the floor, captain of the team, 5'9 senior. She's got the ball 35 feet away. Picked up by Riley Heitkamp. Erfer foul line. Muscles into the paint. Dragged her foot. No call. Another travel against Landorf. No call. Here's a 25-footer off the iron. No good. And the first quarter finishes. Chuck, did the officials miss a couple walk violations there?
Yeah, they need to keep an eye on Erford's foot because she tends to drag that thing when she gets in the lane.
Fort Loramie leads by 10 after 1, 15-5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Here we go. We start the second quarter at Fort Loramie. Redskins possession right away. A quick trigger. Colleen Brandwee from three-point territory short. Attacking quickly. OG Aaron Kaufman in the lane. Bothered a little bit by Dana Rose. Shot missed. Dana Rose got the rebound and then tossed it up the left side of the floor out of bounds. 15-5. Fort Loramie in the lead over Ottawa Glandorf. We play 24 seconds here in quarter number two. Glandorf dribbling down the right side. It is Aaron Kaufman, big 6 foot junior, averaging 8.5 points a game. Gives it up to Chloe Glenn. 30 feet away, Erford. And Fort Loramie gets a shoe on the ball and kicks it. Yet to see the 3-point shooter, Anna Siefker. She popped in 4. 3-point hoops against Lima Bath. Ottawa Glandorf's Achilles heel this year, free throw shooting only a little better than 50%. 7-11 left, second quarter. Fort Loramie's lead is 10, 15-5. Ball skipped cross court in the corner to Lily Hazelman. Spin move, hits a cutter in the lane. Erford nearly tied up with Fort Loramie. She is tied up. Kenzie Holscher got mitts on the ball. OG continues to retain it. Titans get the arrow. 6:58 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 15, Ottawa Glandorf 5. Titans inbound. Ball rolls to midcourt. Aaron Kaufman tracks it down. She's picked up by Dana Rose 20 feet away. Kaufman to the foul line. Jump shot from there. Curled out to the left. Rebound taken down by Riley Heitkamp of Fort Loramie in the corner. Riley up and over the timeline. Redskins up 10. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Here's Dana Rose. Flips it cross court to Holscher. Holscher picked up by Erford. Kenzie drives, foul line stops. Behind her to Gebhardt, 25 feet away. Now Brandwee. Good tight switching man-to-man now by the Titans, Chuck.
Yeah, they've been playing good defense. They've turned Loramie over 6 times.
Outside the arc on the left, it's Holscher. Ball high overhead. Popping out to catch is Gebhardt. And had the 3, didn't take it. Near side, Brandwee, open look, 3-pointer, in and out. Good rebound, low on the left, Holscher, no. Following Gebhardt, taken away by OG. Redskins missed a couple of chances there. Titans basketball. OG has it at midcourt, down 10.
2 minutes, 20 seconds gone, second period. Erford over the timeline for the Titans. Whips it into the left corner to Erin Kaufman. She dropped it, got it back, nearly double dribbled. Good defense in the paint before Lormie. Ball dished in the play to Micah Aldridge, who's in, a 5'9 freshman. Siefker open look from three. No. Long board taken down in the play by Kelsey Erford. Hacking foul against Fort Loramie. It's common. 5:26 to go here in the second. Fort Loramie leads OG 15-5. What was the start by the Redskins, Chuck? 11-0? 11-0?
11-0, yeah.
Yep. Since then, the game's been a stalemate. OG 5 points, Fort Loramie 4. We're near the 5:20 mark before halftime. Kelsey Erford drives baseline left. Little floater hacked on the arm. She'll get two. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank and Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Online for more information for you at osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member. And OG connects on both free throws to trim Fort Loramie's lead to 8, 15-7, with 5:12 to go, first half. Here is Kara Meyer, 30 feet away on the left. Vatiker in Heitkamp. Good overplay by Ottawa Glandorf's Erford. She gets a finger on it, and then Fort Loramie deflects it last out of bounds.
Yeah, they're standing and passing instead of dribbling the ball to the side they're going to enter the pass to start their offense.
Erford to midcourt for the Titans, who are now down 8 after trailing by as many as 11. Erford's got it 30 feet away on the left. High right, it's thrown to Lily Hazelman into the lane, tied up, and gets rid of it just in the nick of time. Goes foul line to Chloe Glenn. Outside the arc on the right, it's Hazelman. Oh, a good steal by Gebhardt of Fort Loramie to Dana Rose. 3-on-3. Rose, baseline left, put off open. 15-footer, bingo! Jaden put off on target. 17-7, Redskins by 10. 4:20 left, second quarter. We got a loose ball at midcourt, and Fort Loramie's got it. 3-on-1, handoff, 1-2-3, through the legs of a Redskin player and out of bounds. Just one too many attempts at an assist. Somebody didn't get it shot soon enough.
Shoot the ball.
Short timeout, half-minute break. 17-7 Fort Loramie, midway second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
So, Chuck, it's Saturday. You know what that means? Brookins tonight in Fort Loramie, marinated pork chops. Oh, boy. You talk about good food. If you don't get there by 5, you'll miss out. Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street. Online at brookenspub.com, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Tell Carl Arnes you heard all about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Oh, a nice little drive by OG after the timeout. It's Micah Aldrich, the 5'9 freshman, who slipped into the lane, knife between a couple of Fort Loramie players, hung it on the rim, it fell through. 8-point game again, 17-9. Three-pointer, Corinne Heitkamp, bottom of the well, right through the ropes. How many threes for Corinne, Chuck?
That's her fourth.
Four triples for Corinne Heitkamp. 20-9 in favor of the Redskins. Sliding into the lane, Erin Kaufman for OG. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Bouncing it is Kaufman. Foul line. Ball is poked away. Fort Loramie dives for it. Two white shirts, two blue shirts. Tie up. Arrow enables Fort Loramie to get the ball.
I'm trying to find 24.
That is a freshman, okay. Micah Aldrich, M-Y-K-A.
She wasn't on there.
Alexa Fortman, a 5'9 sophomore on the JV team, also will see action in this varsity tilt. OG plays a lot of players. Nine-year head coach Troy Yeh believes in the bench. Wow, another three-pointer by the Redskins. Five of them for Corinne Heitkamp. She's blazing a trail through the twine here today. Hotter than a firecracker. I used that earlier. She's scorching the Nets. Corinne Heitkamp with five long trifectas. 2:48 to go, second quarter. Here's Erford, nearly tied up, baseline left. Flips it up with the left hand, no good. Blocked from behind by Fort Loramie on the rebound attempt, but a foul. Put off over the shoulder of Chloe Glenn. Boy, this outside shooting from Fort Loramie has been marvelous here today. I say outside shooting, five of them by one player.
Yeah, I was going to say, the outside shooting is Corinne Heitkamp.
Wow. Couple of free throws here for Glandorf. Chloe Glenn swishes to make it 23-10. Now, Ottawa Glandorf and Fort Loramie had traded hoops for a few minutes, middle part, second quarter. Glandorf had gotten within 7 and 8. Couple of free throws here, but the Titans make it a 12-point game. Corinne Heitkamp continues to drain threes. Here is Caitlin Gaston down the floor quickly for Fort Loramie. Whips a pass inside to Holscher. She fumbled it away. And OG's got it. Redskins, uncharacteristically, Chuck, have turned it over
10 times.
2:24 left, second quarter. 23-11, Fort Loramie. How many points for Holscher and Rose? Not much at all.
They got 2 points out of Kenzie, and Rose has got 2 free throws.
Right. 4 points between them, yet Fort Loramie's got 23. That says a lot for the offensive output from everybody else. That's a good signal. Foul Fort Loramie over guarding team 7th. And Chloe Glenn is at the stripe with the 1-and-1. The Titans need these, down 12. It's been as much as 14. Foul shot by Glenn, way too strong. Rebound baseline left. Holscher gets a paw on it, and it goes out of bounds. As I mentioned several minutes ago, this is not a good free throw shooting team, Ottawa Glandorf. Girls just over 50% on the year. Ball inbounded, low on the left by Kaufman. Pitches on the arc to Erford. 5'9 senior on the bounce. She motions. Picked up by Brandewey, 25 feet away. Here's Aaron Kaufman diving into the lane. Pushes one up off the backboard. It rolled off. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here's a wild pass to midcourt. Another miscue. Right to Glandorf. Dribbling the other way, Glenn, and she turns it over. And Fort Loramie's got it, and head coach Carlos Siegel has seen enough. A minute 49 left in the second. Redskins up 12. Chuck, did we say enough about Carl Arnes Brookins a few minutes ago? Roasted chicken, if you miss out on the chops tonight. Medium cheesy pizza. A lot of burgers. What's your specialty, Chuck, at Brookins?
I've never had anything but the chicken.
You're a chicken to try something else.
No, I just know what I like.
That's Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Our unique experience creating neighborhoods is one of a kind. Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster is the region's only real estate building and development company. For over 40 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. You see, we assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying and selling homes, farms, commercial, and industrial properties. Our 42-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods. Southeast side of Minster, short walk from Paris Street Park, and within walking distance from the center of town. Custom build your new home at Stonegate in Minster. We continue at Wygant to provide you with exceptional quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot at Stonegate in Minster today. Call Todd Wygant at 937-538-0156. 538-0156. Experience another great Wygant neighborhood. Wygant, W-E-I-G-A-N-D-T, development.com. lengthy possession by Fort Loramie just then, Chuck. No production, ended in a turnover.
12 of them now. That's unheard of. They got 12, and Otto Glendorf has 10.
Redskins up 12, speaking of a dozen. A minute to go, first half. Ball nearly kicked, top of the circle, ruled by the official not to be so. Might have been a good no-call, and Fort Loramie gets the loose ball. Down the floor to Kara Meyer. Left corner, Corinne Heitkamp, look out. No good. Skidded off the rim. Long board, traced down by Dana Rose. Knocked away by Kaufman in backcourt. We got a scrum for it. Rose is on it. Kaufman's on it. Arrow favors which club? Oh, fouls.
Foul. She jumped on top of Rose.
Aaron Kaufman tackling Dana from behind. And team foul 4. Fort Loramie possession. Redskins up 12. 23-11. 43 ticks to go here in the second quarter. Up and over the timeline for Fort Loramie. Riley Heitkamp outside the arc on the left to Dana. Here's Kara Meyer between circles. Gives it up to Gebhardt. They try to go down inside to Rose. Boy, she's doubled. Can't get it to her. Here's Clara high left. 20 ticks on the clock. Late second quarter. Fort Loramie up 23-11. Here's Corinne Heitkamp. Corinne being watched very closely now by the freshman Aldrich of Ottawa. Here's a screen for Corinne. Not a shot. Throws it left side. Three-pointer. Yes, that's Riley from downtown. She beat the buzzer. It's been the Heitkamp show here at Fort Loramie this afternoon. Wow. They doubled up on Corinne. Chuck, that left Riley open, and she potted a long trifecta.
Well, they ran a set play, and they found Riley open. They knew they were going to be on to Corinne, and they came and doubled her. Riley, and she found her sister.
Oh, boy, I'm not sure what the Heitkamp girls had for breakfast this morning, but they need more of it. 26-11, Fort Loramie over Ottawa Glandorf here at the halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting, but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake at osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And we're also on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Fort Loramie girls, number one in the state in Division 4, tackling Ottawa Glandorf, number three in the state in girls D3. And right now Fort Loramie has the upper hand, 26-11 at halftime. Our report here at the break brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Looking at the team stats in the first half, Loramie had a 13-8 rebounding advantage. Ottawa Glandorf has a 4-3 offensive rebounding advantage. Loramie turned the ball over 12 times, very uncharacteristic. And Ottawa Glandorf turned it over 11. 5 of 8 from the free throw line for the Titans. Redskins 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Erford scored 5. Chloe Glenn had 4, and then Aldridge off the bench scored 2. They scored 5 and 6, 11 points for the first half. Loramie was led by Corinne Heitkamp. She had 5 threes for 15. Her sister Riley came off the bench, hit a 3 for 3, and they got 2 from Holscher, 2 from Kara Meyer, 2 from Dana Rose, 2 from Jaden Putoff. They scored 15 and 11, and they lead it 26-11 at the half.
Chuck, Troy Yant, head coach at OG, outstanding job. He has tried 3 different players to slow down Corinne Heitkamp so far, and finally the freshman Aldridge guarded her. Corinne still made a 3, and when Corinne was doubled, Riley popped one in. This 3-point shooting by Fort Loramie today matches several games a season ago when the Redskins made triple after triple after triple.
Well, this is, them score hitting threes is not going to be something that they can bank on making 6.5.
Right.
They need to get their inside game going a little bit. Holscher and Rose have just been non-existent on the inside today offensively.
They need to be more demonstrative. Is that the right word?
Yeah. Neither one of them really looks to score when they get the ball in the paint. They look to pass the ball.
26-11 Fort Loramie over the OG Titans at halftime. That's our report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
For 76 years now, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery, too, at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has got you covered. It's our Locale Equipment Spotlight segment here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com, with Fort Loramie leading Ottawa Glandorf by a tally of 26-11 after two quarters of play. Locale Equipment promotes student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so for 15 years. Now, Locale once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Locale. Locale, a founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Without the business partnership with Locale, we could not have gotten started. Today we highlight the Fort Loramie girls basketball statistician, Chuck. There she is down there in the second row, clipboard, pen, as she's working it. She keeps track of all the numbers for the coaches. Her name, Clarissa Meyer, outstanding student, 3.8 GPA. She is a ninth grader, a freshman, daughter of Brian and Dana, active in AAU yearbook, Spanish club, like to pursue a career in athletic training. For Ottawa Glandorf, we highlight senior player captain Kelsey Erford, 3.7 GPA, daughter of Mandy and Kyle. She is a striker forward on the soccer team, takes part in Glamour Gals, Key Club as well. She'll study at Bowling Green or IU East in early childhood education.
Yes, I can.
Clarissa Meyer, the stat girl for Fort Loramie, and Kelsey Erford, basketball player for OG. Our Locale Equipment Spotlight players here at the half. Thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to a brand new underwriting sponsor, Riemann Drywall in Anna, offering professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for residences and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you're within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work, well, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away. 937-538-0513. 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Well, a good beginning to the third quarter for Ottawa Glandorf. A long three-pointer is drained by Maggie Verhoff. Boy, she sent one through from distance.
That was Erford.
Oh, my mistake.
Yep.
It was not 14. It was 4. Uh-oh, Fort Loramie counters. Another three ball. My gosh. Corinne Heitkamp again for Fort Loramie. What, a half dozen, Chuck, for her?
Yep, she's got 18 points all on threes.
Ottawa Glandorf was tickled to get the three from Kelsey Erford, and then Corinne came right back. Here's Erford on a drive. Good defense by Putoff inside. Rebound OG. Jumper Aaron Kaufman. Block shot by Holster. Great play by Kenzie. Results in a foul against the Titans. Head coach Carlos Siegel recognizing the deflection on the shot by Kenzie Holscher, salutes her on the floor. Dynamite defense, Fort Loramie possession, up 15, 29-14 as the third quarter starts with a couple of long threes. Here's that patented backdoor play by Fort Loramie, looped across the defense to Dana Rose, who drives and scores. Traveling in backcourt against OG, a web of three white shirts on Erford. Head coach Troy Yant needs a timeout. Down 17 is the visiting club to Fort Loramie. 31-14, 6:40 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. Stop by M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie. a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too. As we return to action, Corinne Eichkamp shoots a long three, strong weak side rebound to Gaston, taken away by Ottawa Glandorf. Corinne tried to drop in number seven.
The long.
But it was not a lucky seven. Titans have the ball. Foul line, it's Erford. 31-14, Fort Loramie. Free pickup and delivery, by the way, at M&A Muffler and Tires. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy. Jeff Gebhardt, M&A Muffler and Tires. A tire sale you will never, ever get tired of. And here's a drive by OG. Fort Loramie bats it. Last touched by the Titans. Out of bounds to the Redskins. Chuck, this is a critical first 4 minutes of the second half for the visiting club. The Titans need to make hay and get this down to 9 or 10.
I don't know if they can score enough to come back in the game. That's the problem.
Right. Here is Gaston down the right side for Fort Loramie. Zips a pass into the corner for Kara Meyer. Too hot to handle, and it goes out of bounds. That's not Kara. That's Jaden Putoff.
Yeah, looked like an old Sonny Folks fastball right there. She couldn't catch it.
It was. That was a speedy one. 17-point game. Fort Loramie leads it. 5:40 left here in the third. Got a push-off far side of the floor against Gaston of Fort Loramie. That's three. Don't forget tonight, we've got Fort Loramie boys in action right here at the Redskins gym against a powerhouse opponent, Convoy Crestview, led by Ohio State commit 6'8", Kalen Etzler. Tip off about 7:30 airtime, online and on radio at 7. Here's Aaron Kaufman in the lane, twisting, turning for OG, no good. Defense by Dana Rose. Kaufman gets the rebound. I think Dana might have shouldered her.
Yeah, I think they called Corinne reaching in and grabbing her arm.
Foul, Redskins, two shots in the act of shooting. Kaufman at the stripe. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, new here on scoresbroadcast.com. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters at the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Local delivery, by the way, in northern Shelby County to Jackson Center and Butkins. Medications packaged for your convenience by day and time. Immunizations, too. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 Saturday. Oh, going to work down inside. Layup good. Kenzie Holscher. Good dish from Jaden Putoff. 33-15 Fort Loramie. Ottawa Glandorf had made one of two free throws before the Holscher field goal. And with Ottawa Glandorf being sandwiched in backcourt, head coach Troy Yant gets a full timeout. 3 minutes gone in the third, 33-15 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Chuck, Fort Loramie's last field goal, a positive play inside, freeing up Kenzie Holscher.
Yeah, they ran a nice play.
Here is Ottawa Glandorf at midcourt, stolen by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, it's Kenzie. To the trailer, Dana Rose. Oh, she bolts to the rim. What a drive. Dana Rose, special play right there. The big girl, 6'1", took it to the hoop from 25 feet away, would not be stopped. 35-15, biggest lead of the game, 20. Long three-pointer left corner by Sifker. Blocked by Fort Loramie. Sifker gets it back. Straight away, three-point shot fired by Verhoff off the iron. Long board again for Ottawa Glandorf. And a reach-in foul against Brandewee of Fort Loramie. Wow. Very good sign. Last two buckets for the Redskins, Rose and Holscher, taking it to the rack.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want to see.
Yep. Brandewee out. Holscher is guarding Erford. The captain for Glandorf's got the ball between the rings, outside the arc on the left to Seifker. Long three-point try, no. Long rebound to Corinne Heitkamp, who screened off Seifker, who hooked her trying to get the ball. Foul against the Titans. Team foul situation, two on OG, three on Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie on the floor now has Riley and Corinne Heitkamp at guards. The Heitkamps man the spots out front. Clara Gebhardt, Jaden Putoff in there. Here's a good high-low play. Putoff down inside to Clara on the finish. Wow, what a pass. No, Holscher.
Holscher nice job of going to her left hand that time.
Strong play by Kenzie with the left. Outstanding assist out on top. That was put off on the pass, was it?
Put off on the pass, yes.
Beautifully done. 3:52 left here in the third. Redskins lead at 37-15. Here's a left-handed three from the right corner by Lily Hazelman. Blocked by Fort Loramie. Ball loose in the lane. Dug out by Chloe Glenn. Outside the arc on the left wing, it is Seifker. Long, high-arcing three. Hits the back brace. Soars above the backboard. Hits a cable. And it's out of bounds to Fort Loramie. This is some of the most consistent basketball we've seen from the Redskins this year, Chuck.
Yeah, offensively, definitely. They've only turned the ball over once in the second half after 12 in the first half.
Do you think that was a Carlos Siegel highlight at the halftime break, cut out the turnovers?
He may have mentioned it.
Redskins on the arc. It is Corinne Heitkamp slipping a pass down inside to Kenzie Holscher. She's wrapped up and fouled. Common. Fort Loramie ball, baseline right, Riley Heitkamp. Holscher on the floor with Putoff for Fort Loramie, along with Corinne Heitkamp, baseline right. Riley throws in Clara Gebhardt there as well. Ball flipped in bounds, baseline left. Holscher, short push shot, skipped over the rim. Weak side rebound, knocked out by Fort Loramie. 3:19 to go in the third. Redskins 37, Ottawa Glandorf 15. Here comes Aaron Kaufman to midcourt. Splits a couple defenders. Pulls up baseline. Hits a teammate down inside. Push shot up and good. The freshman, Micah Aldrich, gets the two-pointer. Assist Aaron Kaufman. 37-17, Fort Loramie. 2:55 to go, third quarter. Put off on the arc 30 feet away. Hits Holscher at the foul line. Her jumper off the heel. Strong board pulled down by Glenn of Glandorf. Backcourt to Aaron Kaufman. 2:40 left, third period. 20-point lead, Fort Loramie. It's been as much as 22. Kaufman, foul line, looks for the back cutter, can't find her. Releases on the arc to Hazelman. Here's a baseline drive attempt by Aaron Kaufman. Feeds a teammate down low. Overshot, stick back, good by Glandorf. Well done by Aldrich, two in a row for her. The freshman comes off the bench. She's a future star in the making here today for OG. We're near the two-minute mark late in the third. Nearly a five-second call and putoff, who gives it up to Holscher. Holscher on a drive around the top of the circle into the lane and a hip block thrown against her. Foul against the Titans. Four straight points by Ottawa Glandorf. Foul picked up there by Ella Oakley, 5'9 junior. 2 minutes, 2 seconds to go in the third quarter. Riley Heitkamp into Dana Rose. Back to Riley, right corner jumper, short. Oh, strong weak side rebound in traffic by Clara Gebhardt. Back to Holscher. On the arc to Riley Heitkamp, who resets the attack. Now hands to Holscher. Erford on her. Dana Rose gets it. Dana drives right side of the lane. Baseline right. Holscher. harassed by Erford. High dribble, Kenzie below the rim. Reverse layup, marvelously done.
Woo! She has perfected that in the last year and a half.
Heck of a play. Superbly performed there by Kenzie Holscher. Didn't think she had a chance to get to the other side of the rim, Chuck. Here is OG down inside. Shot partially blocked, out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Kenzie with the long stride, the long arms. Looked like she left her feet, Chuck, right side of the rim, nearly outside the paint, and then she showed up on the left side of the basket. Amazing. Minute 17 to go, third quarter. Ball inbounded into the lane to the post player for OG, who lost it. It's on the deck. Chloe Glenn couldn't hang on. Held ball. Possession, the white shirts. Fort Loramie has it. 72 ticks left on the clock. Late third quarter. 39-19 Fort Loramie. Kenzie Holscher out. How many points for her, Chuck?
Kenzie's got 8 now, 6 and a quarter.
Here comes Kara Meyer to midcourt for Fort Loramie. And Aldrich on the steal. Kara lost it. Aldrich drives down. No good on the shot. Bothered from behind, a foul against Fort Loramie. 2 free throws here for Aldrich. 60 seconds to go in the third quarter of this game. 39-19 Fort Loramie. Free throw Aldrich good. Off the bench, the ninth grader's got what, at least 5?
She's got 7.
3 buckets, a free throw, 7 for her. Nice game for Ottawa Glandorf's Aldrich. Second shot right on the mark as well. Total of 8 for her. 39-21. Fort Loramie up 18. Here's Gebhardt, 25 feet away on the left. Whips a pass down inside. Popped up in the air, out of bounds off OG. 50.8 to go. Riley Heitkamp inbounding to the right of the rim. Oh, right in front, Dana Rose catches, missed the bank shot. Rebound, Kenzie Holscher, or I should say Gebhardt. Back out on the arc it goes. Redskins redesign the attack. Here's Skara Meyer, 25 feet away. Ball thrown to Dana. Baseline, or I should say in the left corner. Hounded from behind by Chloe Glenn, and Rose can't hang on. Out of bounds to Glandorf.
Again, they're trying to run their offense flat-footed from the middle of the floor instead of putting it on the floor and getting a better passing angle.
28 seconds to go here in the third. 39-21, Fort Loramie leads. Kaufman guarded by Rose, 25 feet away. On top, it's Glenn. Behind the screen, Erford available. 3-point try short. Rebound yanked down by Fort Loramie. And Glandorf was whistled for a foul. Could have been judged a tie-up. Titans fans don't appreciate the call.
Probably don't appreciate being down 18 having to drive this far either.
You're right.
Just a thought.
Yep. 39-21, Redskins up 18, 13 seconds to go, third quarter. Holscher on the move, midcourt, stops her dribble, needs help, gives it to Riley, 6 to play. Low on the right to Dana Rose, muscling to the rim for 2. She beat the buzzer by 2 seconds. Dana Rose on the goal to close out the third quarter. 41-21, Redskins. Chuck, will keep it here. Tell our listeners all about Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. A fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works with you one-on-one. He develops a truly customized treatment program. And to maintain great progress, he will develop a specialized home plan too. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of injuries. And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, accepting all major commercial insurances like Anthem, Medicare, workers' comp, and most companies may not require a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, 700 East Park. Phone 937-419-1491. 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. Well, the 50-50 today went to a visiting fan, Chuck.
Well, he one person got something out of the trip.
Redskins up 20. Visiting troops from Ottawa, not a whole lot to cheer about. There's a nice drive. Good look. Kaufman hits Erford. Erford slipped down the right side of the lane. Good bounce pass from Aaron Kaufman. Erford on the finish. Here's Fort Loramie attacking. Erford trying to keep up with Kenzie Holscher on the inside. Can't do it. Has to foul.
Fort Loramie declines the penalty, and they'll take the basket.
Right. Holscher finished up with two. Personal foul before it. 7:37 to go in the fourth. 41-23 Fort Loramie. On the arc, Jaden Putoff. Erford all over her. Ball thrown left side. Overplay by Ottawa Glandorf. Almost a steal, out of bounds. Then a combination, Chuck. Redskins not going to meet the pass. And as you have suggested, a poor angle many times on the perimeter.
Well, that time, Ottawa Glandorf knew exactly what the inbounds play was. They had three people waiting for Heitkamp in the corner.
Yep, sure did. Here's Corinne Heitkamp, baseline right. Outside to Caitlin Gasson. Caitlin made a quick shot at the start of this game. Has seen a lot of action with three fouls. Back out there again. A minute gone, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie up 18. The left side of the court, it's put off. Ball high overhead. Erford all over her. Jaden picks up her dribble in a little hot water. And what do we have? Timeout. Head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie. We are back in a moment. 6:57 to go, third quarter, 41-23 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSINC.com. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and vents available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
A little over a minute played here in the fourth. Fort Loramie in front by 18 points. It's been as much as 21 or 22. Here's Brandewee, baseline left to Dana Rose, two on her. Tries to throw it cross court for Holscher, picked on the play by Erford of OG. Erford, shake and bake, spin move, foul line. Leaner draws a two-shot foul. Shifty move, Kelsey Erford of Glandorf. We thank our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. And Custom Foam Products, a world-class supplier. Again, a reminder, it's Saturday. That means marinated chops at Brookins. You'll enjoy them. Be there by 5 or you'll miss out. Marinated pork chops tonight, two of them. Double the count, double the score tonight at Brookins. Two marinated chops, not one. Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Here's a made free throw, one of two good by Glandorf. A missed shot by Fort Loramie. And then Erford. Whistles her way down the floor. Good drive. Left-hand shot. Got it. And then Fort Loramie, a little careless on the inbound, tie up, out of bounds. It is possession, Ottawa Glandorf, which tries to make a late charge, Chuck. 6 minutes to go. Fort Loramie's lead had been in excess of 20. It's now 15. Possession, Titans. Ottawa Glandorf throws in. Out of the arc to Kaufman. Oh, she's available down the left side of the lane to the rack. Yep. And she's whistled. No, a moving screen.
It was an absolutely good call. She stepped over there and slid in and just pounded Heitkamp. She couldn't get through the screen.
That's one of those that, as an official, you had better call.
Yeah.
Too much of an advantage to the offense. Dribble drive, Fort Loramie. Corinne Heitkamp veers off into the corner now. 5:44 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up 15. That goal, had it counted, would have trimmed Fort Loramie's advantage to 13 points. On the arc, Gebhardt for Fort Loramie, and harassed by Kaufman a little too closely. We've got a 1-1 here for Gebhardt of the Redskins. Eighth team foul in OG.
Loramie hadn't scored this quarter yet.
And we played 2 minutes, 25 seconds. What was the score at the end of three?
41-21.
5 points by Glandorf. Redskins have been blanked. Gebhardt tries to put a point up there. Missed it. Long free throw. Long rebound, though, Fort Loramie. And it's lost. Picked up by Erford of OG. Pulls up on the arc. Fakes right, goes left, back to the basket in the lane. Ducks under. Left hand, no. Rebound, Holscher. Knocked free with the Titans. Holscher can't hang on. Out of bounds to Glandorf. I thought Holscher got the rebound and was fouled, clearly on the arm.
Yeah, they grabbed her arm. That's why it went out of bounds.
Right. All in all, though, very well worked here today.
You have to say that. Because Stan might be listening. I don't think it's been a very well-called game.
Well, I told Stan last night the game was aggressive. The officials called it consistently well. I thought the blocks, deflections were allowed when they should have been in that Anna Botkins game last night. I did think, though, that at least three blatant traveling violations were missed. Here's Erford with a good dribble drive, fine penetration by her, smacked on the arm, two free throws, shot good, and the captain for Ottawa Glandorf is enabling the visiting Titans to creep back into the game. It's down to 14. They have shaved eight off of a 22-point Fort Loramie advantage. Erford way short, barely caught rim. Rebound to Gebhardt. Loops it cross-court to Corinne Heitkamp. Now to Brandewee. Little leaner right in front. Makes it. Nicely done. Oh, avenue developed for Brandewee. And Colleen finished off the play. Long pass, Glandorf, much too strong and out of bounds. That sailed over the head of two Fort Loramie players who were back on the baseline.
They could hit the cross-country state championship from 2018.
4:48 to go here in the fourth. 43-27 Fort Loramie. Steal. Oakley takes it away for Glandorf. Missed the gimme. Redskins have got it. Holscher one-on-one right around Kaufman. Layup good with the left hand. Strong play. Brandewee and Holscher, two key buckets, stretch the lead back to 18. Here's Ottawa Glandorf, cross-court pass, tip before Loramie. Glenn recovers, gives it to Oakley. Cross-court to Erford, into the lane, push shot, makes it. Nice play, Erford, coming on strong.
She's got an 8-point fourth quarter, going 16 for the game.
45-29 Fort Loramie, 4:08 left here in the fourth. Riley Heitkamp outside the arc on the left to Corinne. Holscher high right. Check by Kaufman. Kenzie fakes left. Little jab step. Gives it back up. Here's Riley Heitkamp. Foul line down the lane. Ball lost off her hip. Long pass Glandorf down to Erford. One-on-one against Brandewee. Missed it. Foul Fort Loramie. Love the way Kelsey Erford for the Titans, Chuck, has taken charge.
Well, she's had to. They really haven't had any offense out of anybody else but the freshman, Aldridge.
Yes, yep. That's true. Erford back at the stripe. Couple free throws here. Trying to score with the clock stopped. Arches it up and in. 45-30, Fort Loramie. 3:44 to go in the fourth. Gebhardt out. Riley Heitkamp out. Corinne Heitkamp out. Group on the floor right now includes Kara Meyer plus Rose and Holscher on the inside. Free throw missed wide. Long rebound, though. Karams to Lily Hazelman. Back out to Erford. Kara Meyer guards her. Erford around her to the rack. Left-handed shot is in. Good play by Erford. Sparkling fourth quarter. Glad I highlighted her at the halftime break. I knew she was the high scorer. The lead down to 13 for Fort Loramie. 3:20 left in the fourth quarter. Right side pass to Meyer. Straight away Gasson. Dips, dishes a pass to Dana Rose. Picks up her dribble. Double team comes. Open player low in the right. Brandewee catches and scores. Good ball rotation by Fort Loramie. Somebody had to be open.
Yeah, they're still a little shaky, but they found Brandewee underneath.
Four players were on Rose and Holscher. Intercepted pass by Gasson at midcourt for Fort Loramie, which leads 47-32, 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Gasson, head of the key, picks up her dribble, fires a pass down inside to Holscher, who goes strong to the basket for a goal. Holscher with two. And the lead swells back to 19, or I should say 17, at 49-32. Long heave, 60-footer down the floor, but Landorf out of bounds in the corner. Fort Loramie, Chuck, able to substitute more often, and a few players for Glandorf winded, including Erford and Aldrich.
They look a little tired, but I'll tell you what, Erford's had a quarter.
Here is Fort Loramie inbounding in backcourt. Gasson with a sideline violation.
21 turnovers for Fort Loramie. They'll discuss that on Monday, I'm sure.
That'll be a learning discussion. Here is Kaufman, top of the circle for Glandorf. Double teamed. Ball almost ripped away. Gave it to Glenn. Behind her to Hazelman. 2:19 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie up 17. Deep left corner, Kaufman drives in Brandewee. Powers to the rim. Flips it up high off the board. Down through. 49-34. Fort Loramie's lead 15. 2 minutes even to go in the fourth quarter. Midcourt, it is Gasson. Steers her way down the right side. On her is Siefker. In the right corner, it's Corinne Heitkamp. Spin move against Hazelman. Drops it off to Gasson straight away. Here's a left side jump shot by Corinne Heitkamp. Shy off the rim. No, Brandewee took it. Rebound down to Glandorf. Ball muffed. Loose ball. Picked up by Erin Kaufman at the foul stripe. And she bangs in a 16-footer. Timeout called. 1.5 minutes to go in the game. Fort Loramie's lead trimmed back to 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at TomJerry's.com. Or call Mike at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com.
And thanks once again to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, from whom you just heard. 13-point lead Fort Loramie. Glandorf pressing in backcourt. Ball flipped down the right side to Jaden Putoff. Putoff at midcourt to Gasson. Tell you what, Chuck, since the 11-0 start by Fort Loramie, Glandorf has played this game daggone even.
Well, they have. I mean, that's what happens. Loramie spurts and then they coast.
Down to 1:12 to go here in the fourth. Here is Putoff with the ball 40 feet away. Double team, and she's hammered. 1-1 for put-off. Team foul 9 on the Titans. 68 seconds to go. Fort Loramie bolted to a fast start thanks to excellent three-point shooting. 6 of them today. Right, Chuck, for Corinne Heitkamp?
She had 6, yes.
Fort Loramie was on top 11-0 in the first 3 minutes. Since then, Redskins have outscored the Titans by 2. 1-1 for put-off. Swish, and she gets the bonus. 50-36, Fort Loramie. Tonight, it's Fort Loramie hosting Convoy Crestview in boys action tip-off at 7:30. Online, on the radio at 7, put-off, cans a couple. And it's 51-36, Fort Loramie up 15. Jaden sits down for the final minute of this game. Rosen Holscher out there, along with Colleen Brandewee, Gasson, Corinne Heitkamp. Here's Erfer down the right side. Cross-court pass to Siefker. Wow, what a bomb. Three-pointer from 28 feet short. Rebound, Glenn, back to Siefker on the arc. Now Erford, her line drive three-way short. Rebound hit the shoulder of Dana Rose. Pinballed all around. Dana collects it. Foul against Glandorf. 43.2 to go. Fort Loramie is going to win game number 15 of the season. Ottawa Glandorf will drop to 11-2. Fort Loramie will have played up this year, Chuck, and have disposed of Canton Glen Oak, D1, Finley Liberty Benton, D3, Ottawa Glandorf here today, D3, and next is Lima Bath at Lima next Saturday afternoon. Bath is D2. First shot by Rose, good, double bonus situation. She drills each one, and the lead extended to 17, 53-36, 38 seconds to go. Here's Dana Rose with a steal for Fort Loramie. Flips a pass out into Holscher. She blazes a trail to the rim and puts it up and through. Fine finish for the Redskins.
I was waiting for her to flush that one.
19-point game. Here's Kaufman at the elbow on the left. Short jump shot. It is good. Hit the rim. Kerplunk. It fell in. 16 seconds left. Here's Cherry picking down the floor. Corinne Heitkamp off to Holscher for two more. 57-38. Fort Loramie up 19. 5 seconds left. Erford foul line. Nearly traveled at the buzzer. A shot by Siefker. Blocked on the play by Corinne Heitkamp. Corinne finishes the game with a good defensive block. She was a highlight reel shooting threes. Outstanding performance by Corinne Heitkamp, who gets a big hug from head coach Carla Siegel down at the end of the floor. Corinne Heitkamp, special player on a special day here at Fort Loramie. As the Redskins highlighted 50 years of girls' hoops here at Fort Loramie, and it was quite a celebration before the game. And Fort Loramie played with motivation today against Division III powerhouse Ottawa Glandorf, and played with added incentive, did Fort Loramie, as the school district honored 50 years, 5 decades of girls basketball here at Fort Loramie High School. Chuck will wrap it up in just a moment. Scoreboard quickly shut down. Final tally, 57-38.
38, yep.
19-point win. So many thanks to our great anchor business partners here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the Big Boy and Pumpkin Pie. What's your favorite thing? Osgood Bank. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. OsgoodBank.com. Secure Com in Minster. S-E-C-U-R Com online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, award-winning sports page coverage, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio, and Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, another outstanding anchor business partner, over 200 years of experience among the current employees at Hoing and Hoing. If you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing Builders has lots for sale on Rutger Road, northwest of Kettlersville. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. HoingandHoingBuilders.com. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing. And an additional news sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Steve and Ted Services. We service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002. They've built a quality reputation since. Steve and Ted Services, 8315 State Route 119 in Anna. Online at steveandtedsservices.com. Chuck Fort Loramie with a pretty complete basketball game today. The girls were outstanding. A couple lulls. They held Ottawa Glandorf at bay. Slow start for the Titans. They tried to claw back into this game a couple, three times. Fort Loramie girls would have no part of it, winning in the end by, 19 points?
Yeah, they ended up winning at 57-38. They gave up 17 points in the fourth quarter, and a lot of that was Kelsey Erford. She had a terrific game for them. She scored over 19. She scored 11 in the fourth quarter. If I gave a Clancy's to Ottawa Glandorf, that's a little far further to drive.
Right.
But if we had one, it would be Kelsey Erford.
Yeah, she sparkled.
And on the other side, Fort Loramie led by Corinne Heitkamp. She had six threes, 18 points, and then Kenzie Holscher had 16, 14 of those in the second half. So my Clancy's players of the game are Corinne Heitkamp and Kenzie Holscher.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's. Just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, the Fort Loramie girls are now 15-0 on the year. Next contest at Bodkins on Thursday, at Lima Bath next Saturday. We've got that game. Should be a good one. Division II Lima Bath beat Ottawa Glandorf by 7. So that shapes up as a pretty good contest next Saturday afternoon in Lima, Fort Loramie and the Bath girls.
Well, I mean, you look at Glandorf, they turned the ball 19 times. That's a lot of turnovers, but not a lot of turnovers against Loramie.
No, right.
And Loramie turned it 21 times today. I guarantee you that's going to be a point of emphasis at practice this week.
Again today, a special one here at Fort Loramie as 50 years of girls' hoops were celebrated. The Redskins in 5 decades have won 26 Shelby County Athletic League titles, earned district titles another 26 times, 10 regional championships, 2 Division IV state championships. Here today, the event recognized the 265 players who've worn a Fort Loramie uniform. The program also honored the freshman JV and varsity coaches who led these players to team and individual accomplishments. And in addition, the ceremony saluted the managers, trainers, doctors, statisticians, videographers, all of those who performed behind the scenes and made the girls' hoops program run so smoothly here at Fort Loramie year after year after year for the last 50. It was quite an event before the game here today.
Yeah, a lot of people here. It's a good crowd. I think, again, there was exactly 249 people here. So they didn't go over. They didn't do anything against the COVID protocol.
Chuck, something I did not know through five decades of girls basketball at Fort Loramie, the Redskins program has posted the second most triumphs in girls hoops contests in Ohio, trailing Berlin Island by 3, Lima Bath, Fort Loramie's opponent next Saturday, is behind Fort Loramie by 3.
Right.
That's a pretty good company, Berlin Island, Fort Loramie, Lima Bath, 3 winningest girls programs in the state of Ohio.
That's impressive.
Carla Siegel celebrating year number 22 this season and celebrating today's special program with another fine triumph. Final score again, Chuck, what,
57-38, yep.
Again, airtime, online, on radio tonight at 7, tip-off, Fort Loramie boys against Convoy Crestview at approximately 7:30. For our online scoresbroadcast.com audience, for our radio audience, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, for John Hemp, the super photographer who's with us here today, and for Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer, saying good afternoon from here at Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have defeated Ottawa Glandorf in girls basketball 57-38 on scoresbroadcast.com. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.